This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Tom,
yes.
I've got a question for you. If you were, let's assume you went with Wayne and you were starting a new relationship.
Yeah, I try to assume that every day and I wake up and turn over and the shit's still looking at me. But that's all right. Keep going, moving on.
Wayne, if you were doing that right, would you?
Would I?
Would you set up one of these
no.
prenup agreements?
Oh, would I?
Agreements, yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm going into this with nothing, so I don't need to set up a prenup. Oh, no, you're right, because that bitch will try and steal my Kylie stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got my Kylie dolls that have never been opened, my Kylie albums, my Kylie... Oh, yeah, that's in the prenup. You ain't getting my Kylie stuff.
So, yeah, you got to protect stuff. So would you do it?
Like, would I?
Where do you draw the line of trusting someone and drawing up an agreement to protect yourself? Like, it's a fine line, isn't it?
There's a fine line between it. No, I don't really care. No, I'm not attached to anything. I mean, sure, I wouldn't let him take my Kylie stuff. He could take the kids, he could take the dog. I mean, God, take it all. I'll pack it for you.
Because I don't know if you saw Inside, or actually it was in the paper as well. There was a woman, and she was a divorce lawyer, and she was talking about, she's so paranoid about meeting someone and them taking everything that she was doing a prenup agreement that included Tupperware.
That is pathetic. I mean, have you seen it? It's expensive. I mean, Andy has a fascination with it. Have you seen him? I touch his Tupperware. I went to burp it the other day. Oh, don't burp me Tupperware.
See, I've never heard of that phenomenon. But also the bed linen, she said as well.
She's
covering absolutely everything. And she said, and she's so paranoid about it that even her partner can't even leave a toothbrush over.
Oh, because then you can become de facto.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's true. I've got a girlfriend who's done the same years ago. A single mother and got a guy to come in. I didn't like him. So we signed up an agreement and he pays $1 a year rent.
Really?
He pays $1 a year rent and he pays rent. So you never let him, if they say, oh, let me put that nail up for you, you go, oh, no, thank you, I'll do that
so
myself.
So you can't even do...
No, because once they can show improvements, they've made improvements
to
the house.
But then what sort of relationship is that? What if you're doing gardening together or something?
Look, I think we spend so much time planning the wedding, I think we actually should plan our separation. Bugger plan.
Really?
I think go into the relationship with open eyes. Let's be honest, 70% aren't going to work.
Mm.
When it happens, nasty becomes. Don't plan your wedding, plan your divorce.
I've got some good friends going through a split at the moment. But everything's really amicable, actually.
Has your boy finally come to his senses? Is that what you're trying to
Not
tell
me.
Him? Come on. I mean, we finally got to meet him, didn't we? He was a nice guy. Yeah.
Well, there's also this concept of divorce hotels. So where couples check into a hotel.
And get divorced.
Yep, in two separate rooms for two nights.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Where they undergo some sort of mediation process behind closed doors and away from outside responsibilities.
So this makes so they lock you in separate rooms, but you have mediation.
They lock
so what
you
do you
in
do
separate rooms
with paper planes? Do we throw them to each other?
The idea is that over the course of a 48-hour stay, all divorce arrangements are made. And finalised.
Okay,
so you go in to this divorce hotel.
Lock you in a room and say you don't come out until you've made a decision.
Until it's done, so it's not lingering.
So where would you draw the line?
In terms of?
Like what do you own? I mean, let's be honest, those shoes you've given away. I mean, I'm tempted to come to your house and throw it out to the homeless in the street in Richmond.
I tell you what, I need a good clean out. Why don't you come over and go through all my stuff?
On one condition, I'm allowed to do it while you're not in the property.
Yeah,
I want you out.
I'll go.
Totally gone.
But you got to leave me some undies or something to wear.
I'll decide. I will decide what you get to keep. You'll come home and the only thing left in your house will be fuzzy. It's the only thing I like in your house. Your dog is gorgeous. Everything else I want to burn.
Tom, I need your help.
We know that, darling. You've been looking for my help for days.
I need you. You're the shoe man.
Oh, yeah.
I bought a pair of shoes.
They're ugly.
No, you haven't seen these ones.
Did you pick them?
No,
Did you pick them?
I picked them.
They're ugly.
They're
ugly.
But they're not shoes I'd wear out. They're special ones you use.
Oh, orthopedic ones. For his limp. Oh, I wonder why. I mean, you know, you're lucky I love you sometimes. I turn around and I look and I think, Oh, God, that's following us. Limping up. I'm glad.
That is terrible. No, are you okay? I'm so sorry.
I was okay. But no, I need your help because I bought these shoes and they're special shoes you wear in the gym for weightlifting, right?
So, God, you feel
your feet on the ground.
Okay, go on. But you can feel your feet on the ground.
I don't know why. I don't know how it happened. They felt good when I tried them on, but they're too big. So I slip in them.
Oh, no, that's fine. Oh, that's terrible. So if you go to lift weights, you slip.
Yeah, my feet are moving. So I want to say, anyway, they're a particular brand that's quite popular, sports brand. So someone said, oh, you could sell them quite easily on eBay.
Oh, okay, true.
So can you?
Yeah. I've told you my eBay, because you know how terrible I am at spelling. The trick is, say if you want something, and I look up Kylie Minogue stuff quite often to buy little stuff to add to my Kylie room, which my daughter says was her bedroom. She left home. It's Kylie room now anyway. But if I spell Minogue incorrectly, there's always one for sale.
Oh.
And it's cheap. Yeah.
So should I spell the name of the shoes wrong?
No, because then nobody can find it except morons like me that can't spell.
Yeah, but
so
morons,
then I get to buy it really
morons
cheap.
Like you might buy it.
Well, that's true. But if they're too big, there's little ways you can stuff your toes with things.
Oh, really?
You know, like...
My heels keep slipping out.
Your heels? No, but you know what I mean? You know, like pads or cotton wool or something. Can I shove it up the toes so you won't slip in and out?
Okay. Yeah. Shove some cotton
But I did
wool.
Tell you, you know, don't lube yourself up before you go to the gym. I mean, you've got to wait until you get home.
There was something in the air the other night. We lost power.
Oh, did you?
And it went all day. And I needed candles. And I was looking everywhere. And I found this box. I don't know whose it was. Someone's. And then I found all these candles in there. And I lit them. But they were the smelly ones.
Oh, no.
So there were all these competing smells. It was you couldn't breathe. So I choked
myself.
Forgot,
because now candles are so trendy. You know, one's got lavender and we have... You're right. So we put them on. And
Fuzzy's just put his hands over his nose.
Poor Fuzzy. Outside.
But... better than what this woman did, though.
What did
because
she do?
A woman was left with injuries after she... this is very sad and serious, actually. After she retrieved what she thought was a candle from the basement of her home in the UK during a power outage. So you've got to be careful. It may not be smelly ones because she learnt it was dynamite.
So why is this a sad story?
Well, it is because she mistook the candle for... like, she mistook the stick of dynamite.
Did she blow herself up?
She blew up. So
well,
she
look, number
it. She
one,
didn't kill herself.
What are you doing with dynamite in your basement? I mean, Jesus Christ, it is not the one. Oh, hey, you know, let's just put it underneath our feet. Oh, it'll be safe. Number two, you're an idiot.
Well, she claims that the dynamite was left behind by
the previous owners. How do we know? If she's dead, she's got no way
she's
to
complain. She's not dead. She didn't die.
Oh, okay. Well, what's so sad about it then?
But it did go bang.
Probably the first bang she's had for a while. I mean, I don't know what she's on about. Yeah.
And apparently more dynamite was found, so she had a whole collection of
it. Oh, so it wasn't her dynamite.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, that's
mine.
Correct.
It was left over.
Officer, that is not my beer in the front seat of the car. Yeah. It was left behind by the previous owner. Can I try that? Oh, no. That's not me. That's not. The previous owner left it behind. I mean, the first thing you do when you walk into a house, when you walk into an empty house, what do?
You look around, see what's
I get in the roof cavity. I check under drawers. I pull drawers out. I look for behind things. I'm looking for something that shouldn't be there. I'm also looking for someone's secret stash. There's going to be the day that someone's going to forgot that they've put,
something.
What a money up there. Yeah, I check everywhere. So, and if I walked into a basement and found sticks, I mean, I wouldn't light the ends to see what would happen.
I know in my house it was sold really, really quickly because a new newlywed couple had moved in and they had this massive row apparently. When I walked in, all these crystal cabinets were smashed all over the place.
Oh, so they had
a fight. All the wedding presents were smashed everywhere. It was glass. It was just... I've never seen anything like it.
I've never been so interested. Why? Did you find out why?
No, I never found out why, but I did hear, like, the neighbours told me afterwards and said, you should have heard it was just like explosions going off of glass.
And now they're thinking, I'd rather hear the noises from the straight couple smashing glasses than what you get up to with your Uber drivers.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.